This is Daguerreotypes, Mask List, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of maskulism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 745, part 2, entitled YouTube Censored My Maskulism Search Terms Dominance. Such hypocrisy makes the manosphere hate YouTube. Carrying straight on, I find my place. What I wonder about is how her deep feminist attitudes cause her to be so callous towards men's issues. Why isn't she disgusted, for example, by the fact that women have the marrow, but men don't have the para? My feminist girlfriend is one of millions of upper middle class, well-educated women who have similar attitudes as she does. They have been so brainwashed by a constant stream of monoconscious feminist propaganda over six decades that to suddenly convert themselves to being biconscious female maskless is probably too much to ask. To do so would be to ask them to overcome their cognitive dissonance and reboot their brains to become open to the idea of maskless biconsciousness. If these upper middle class, university educated women are journalists, media people, then their feminist brainwashed monoconsciousness causes them to be part of the fem-mafia, that is, the feminist media mafia, which blocks publication of masculine ideas, thus slowing their spread. With the existence of YouTube's censorship of the manosphere and the influence of the fem-mafia in blocking publication of masculine ideas, how can the masculists reach the minds of the millions, the masses, to generate a society-wide bi-consciousness? That is, how to promote the idea to society that gender oppression is very much a two-way street? Just how long is it going to take for manosphere ideas to really penetrate society, so that all upper-middle-class, university-trained people of both sexes, in brackets, to start with, are familiar with both feminist and masculist ideas, so they see that gender oppression is a two-way street, and then be motivated to rid society of gender-based discriminations, especially for men, with women's man slavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc. I'm resigning myself to a hard slog, that is, a battle against feminist and societal monoconsciousness. Probably the only way to force monoconscious women to become biconscious, that is to learn masculine ideas, is to confront them with MGTOW tactics, that is, with manlessness by men, by millions of men just walking away from women, forcing women to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually. The only remaining strategy for the manosphere is to do more of the same, that is, to make internet videos on maskers and MGTOW ideas, so that in time nearly all men, especially young men, are informed of how women oppress men and act appropriately, that is, by walking away from women. This process is well underway in the US, for example, where, according to a Pew PW Research Center poll in 2022, two-thirds of young men, in capital letters, don't even date young women, claiming that young women are undateable due to being, quote, too poisoned by feminism, end quote. In South Korea, which has the worst relations between the sexes in the world, the two sexes are screaming at each other. In Western countries, the manosphere is not yet screaming at women, but I would not be surprised if that does take place in the next few years, especially if institutions such as YouTube, academic colleges, and the Femafia keep denying that women oppress men. The recent censorship by YouTube of my maskers videos makes me hate them. I have a hatred of monoconscious feminists and manslaving, divorce-raping fluffies, and want to see them wiped out of the gene pool. If there were a dozen men like me in a public meeting at a university in which some monoconscious feminist trashes men publicly, then I would express my hatred of her for her horrible hypocrisy, her monoconscious ignorance and bigotry. I would bite her fucking head off. Having other men in the room with similar views would make that biting a lot easier psychologically. I really do think that society will not become bi-conscious without a major gender war, in which bi-conscious masculists destroy the quality of life of millions of monoconscious feminists by dumping them for their awful callousness and ignorance towards masculist issues. I don't see society becoming generally bi-conscious until millions of women have been through a ton of pain by being forced to live alone, rotting on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely deaths, being forced to listen to masculine ideas if ever they want to have a relationship with a man again, since it is likely that men will become bi-conscious a lot faster than women will, since women, like my own largely monoconscious feminist girlfriend, have been so powerfully brainwashed by feminist ideas that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. This feminist monoconsciousness makes women closed-minded towards bi-conscious masculism. Converting a monoconscious feminist would be like converting a priest to atheism. Quotes.
Mr. Priest! There's no God. You've wasted your whole life!
Exclamation. End quote. Of course, the priest will reject such a claim out of hand. Similarly, with monoconscious feminists. Monoconscious feminism is millions of women's modern-day religion, their core belief system. So they're not going to quickly give it up on hearing for the first time some masculine diatribe in a university auditorium. Millions of masculines will probably have to bite the fucking heads off millions of monoconscious feminists before women are forced, capital letters, to become bi-conscious by either rotting on the shelf, manless, or to learn the core masculist ideas. Now that two-thirds of young men in the US have walked away from women, and South Korean masculists are screaming at South Korean monoconscious feminists, the gender war has really started. In my opinion, it will get a lot worse before women are forced to become bi-conscious. Women, especially monoconscious feminist women, have not yet suffered enough pain by being forced to be manless by men who are fed up with these women's misandry and hypocrisy, given these men's masculist beliefs that women oppress men far worse than vice versa. Sooner or later, the tide will turn. Female journalists, who are the majority in the profession now, will start writing masculist articles that influence millions of women to become bi-conscious. Millions of women will and are currently being dumped by millions of bi-conscious masculisted men. This mass dumping will cause millions of women to rethink their gender politics and to become more open to masculist thinking. A couple of years from now, millions of dumped monoconscious feminists will see with their own eyes their former boyfriends, husbands, partners starting up new relationships with bi-conscious feminists. That will strongly influence them to become bi-conscious themselves, since they will see that the reward is that they may be able to get a man into their lives again, hence have love, sex, babies, and to be rid of the terrible loneliness that comes with being monoconscious and hence being rejected by men, most men, since in a few years most men will have been masculisted. In the case of YouTube, when most men have been masculisted, I anticipate a mutiny within YouTube by their male masculisted employees who will no longer tolerate the monoconscious feminist bias of their management and express their hatred and contempt at the company's pro-feminist, anti-masculist policies and harangue their management, booing them off the stage with very angry and passionate hatred, thus forcing their management to become men fair. Or large numbers of their very talented, masculisted male employees will simply quit and, while walking out the door of their company, spit in the face of their monoconscious bosses. As masculism spreads, if the company wants to survive, it will be, in capital letters, forced to become bi-conscious, or it will die. A similar story will occur in millions of other companies until we live in a bi-conscious society and men get gender justice. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskus tab for 740 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Close brackets. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis. London Real. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskus segment. As well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskus videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's four words